from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Sure, full show dump, ready to go for Tuesday. Now part of the world.
Yes.
And here she is. Matthew.
Hello, Matthew.
It's a Tuesday and a Thursday, which means we've got two T's Thompson.
Two T's Thompson.
We haven't seen you for a couple of weeks, Matthew.
So good to have you back on the radio.
Were you out there on the floor for the 2 weeks?
Of course. That's where I work now.
Yeah. How revolting.
I'm a floor guy.
Oh, God.
Do you have a desk?
Yeah.
No, God. I'm a cold desk.
Now, I've noticed something. Troy, have you noticed what's on Matthew's desk?
Yeah, I put my paws into your bowl of lollies.
Oh, yeah. That was for a show we were doing.
He put his
night.
Hand into your lolly bag.
Hey, Joby.
I was wondering what that feeling was.
Hey, Joby. Delicious. So you got lollies on your desk, which is another sneaky way to own that desk.
I'm moving into that desk. I'm not putting anything in my locker.
You need to start putting photos up.
Yeah, good idea.
For people that don't know, our workspace is surrounded by lockers. And the idea when you hot desk is at the end of the day, you pack your stuff up.
Including keyboard and mouse.
And you whack it in the locker.
It takes half an hour to pack up at the end of the day.
No one's ever done it. I've never seen anyone use it.
Isave does it every day.
Isave packs up his keyboard.
There are people that have had to get picnic baskets to transport everything from their locker and back.
Oh, how ridiculous.
You walk out there at 9 a.m. one day and people carry
ridiculous
baskets around the office to get everything from their lockers.
What's the theory?
The theory is that we don't have enough desks in the office to support every employee we have in this building because, salespeople are on the road. So, we don't need as many desks as we have employees.
Well, then they should have a section that is for hot desking for people like that are on the road, and a section that is not.
Good idea.
It is a good idea.
We've got pretty cold desks in the Triple M area, which
they
is
are stone
important.
Cold.
Motherlessly dead cold. They are redheaded stepchild dead cold.
Yeah. If you try and tell Billy Brownless that he has to do his printing for the Cremorne Hotel from another desk,
exactly.
It's not happening.
No. If he's printing menus, you shouldn't tell Bill that he can't do it from his own desk.
I tried when we first moved in here. I tried one of those.
You did. It was really sweet.
Lockers.
How'd you go?
The headphone's still locked in there.
Oh, you couldn't get
it out. I couldn't get it back open. No. I don't know where it went to. It's still there.
I'm sure.
You ever stolen anything from a radio station?
Dunny paper.
Yeah, I stole toilet paper during the pandemic.
When
I was a Black Thunder pilot.
What other pandemic? The Spanish flu.
Very good.
No, the swine flu. It was three years ago.
You're a full-time employee here.
At Nova.
I reckon I would have stolen some pens, things like that.
Oh, pens, yeah.
Is stealing a pen even stealing?
I've stolen batteries. I'm not going to buy batteries. I'm going to take them from the stationery cupboard.
I think there's a difference between that is theft, actually.
Yeah, purpose stealing
is stealing.
Yeah. Oh,
I've left that pen in my pocket.
If you're actually going to the cupboard and grabbing batteries because you
take
don't want to.
Triple A's, double A's. Yep, I'll take these.
Oh, a couple of double D's. Don't even have a torch anymore. Take it over.
Never knows in there.
Set of lugs on us.
you certainly don't
need any more double D's, sweetheart.
Oh, you got them from the stationery cupboard, did you?
Even a battery size?
Yeah, it is. They're huge.
They're the square ones.
They're the big ones. Yeah, no, not square. They're still
the big,
circle.
The big Jody ones.
Yeah, Jody.
A big cylinder.
Mm. I think they're just D. I don't think they're double.
Yeah. No, well, you need two of them, though.
No, aren't they double D's?
No, they're just D. You're thinking of double A's and triple
double
A's.
A's. Yeah. Triple A's, yeah. Triple A's,
just
D.
D's. Triple A's. There's no double D's.
No.
Apart from opposite me.
I'm right here. Hello, Marty.
I love double D's.
I knew there was double D's.
Oh. No.
DD.
That's
Duracell. Good people.
The packet says D. I think that's an Aussie disposal store typo.
Hang on.
No, I'm pretty sure there's double D's.
Well,
double D.
More batteries.
You got your D's, and then you got your double D's.
So, is there, given that there's double A's and triple A's, is there double A's and triple B's as well?
No.
I mean, where's is
double
there C's?
No, there's no double D.
Ah, Jesus.
There's double A, triple A, quadruple A,
yeah.
A23, D, 9V.
The CR123A.
That needs a new name.
Yeah.
No, never mind. Thought that were the little button batteries you put in like scales and stuff.
No, I need one of those for my AirTag. One of those little circular ones.
They're getting phased out, aren't they?
Because they're very dangerous. A lot of kids.
Babies love numbing on those.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't have any babies in my house.
Yeah. Very dangerous.
Well, dogs. You have a dog.
Oh, yeah. But it's in my suitcase.
Oh.
Oh, you'd never get in there.
No, I'd never get in. It's in the roof.
That never comes out of the cupboard. How was South America?
It was great.
I heard about your meat.
Yeah, they do great meat, don't they?
You keep saying things that we've discussed, but we don't remember it, Matthew.
No, I don't remember that.
I'm just catching up with you guys. Sorry.
Lovely to
see
you,
Matthew. So you did nothing over the break?
I worked.
Yeah, but, so you did nothing over the break.
Well, Maddie had a holiday before we did.
Yeah, Singapore.
He was in Singers.
Oh, that's right. Singapore. You went to Singapore.
But remember, you had to go at Matthew because he negotiated his deal, but he didn't keep the same holiday.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah. Well, to me, that's not a negotiation or a deal.
Yeah. So his career has actually gone backwards.
You don't have to tell me, mate. I see him every day.
Oh, my God.
Out there with his little bowl of lollies sitting around with a pack of dead shit, man.
5:30. Am I taking these?
Yours is you now. Yeah.
Five minutes.
Your tummy hurts. Oh, your tummy.
Is there gluten in that donut?
You've been licking icing.
What did you eat? The croissant.
No, the icing. She had the pink icing and the label. Didn't you eat the label?
You've eaten just the icing off the top of what has to be said was a very ordinary donut.
Yeah,
I don't know who sent it in.
What are these little mouse nibbles around the outside?
Break it open, Loz, and see how dry it is. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. She's given that donut.
Look at it.
Oh, yeah, no, you wouldn't.
Oh, that's a 5-day-old donut.
Yeah, I hope that's gluten-free.
It has to be.
No, it's not. That's why you got tummy issues, Loz. It happens every time.
But I didn't even take a bite.
No, she just gave the donut a quim job. And
why do we have donuts in here?
There's a cart.
Because it's a sequel to Quim in Boots.
That was the premiere.
Did you see the original?
I missed the first one.
Puss in Boots.
Oh, you'll enjoy references to Quim scattered throughout today's show.
What do you got on Insta, William?
I must admit.
Quim galore.
I did have to pull over in the car and look up what it meant and just remind myself because it's.
And I'm amazed that you didn't. None of you ever heard
of it. Did you know what Quim meant? He goes, of course.
No. I said yes because I'd Googled it today.
Yeah. I did ask Dangerous Dave, who's our vintage, Marty, if he'd had heard of it. And he said, yeah, it's, He wasn't super confident about what it was, which I was surprised.
He just didn't want to say puss.
No, maybe he did. Maybe
do we
polite.
Say puss normally? Can we say puss?
We don't say puss.
In boots.
And now we can say quim. It's quite exciting.
But quim's going to feature heavily on today's
show. What's the least offensive way to describe a woman's vagina?
Well, I think you've just done it.
Yeah.
But that's so boring.
It's medical.
Oh.
What's the least offensive?
Front bottom.
Yeah, that's good.
Front bottom?
Front bottom. No. That's the least offensive.
A friend of mine calls hers Flossie.
Flossie.
But that's clearly her name.
Don't forget to floss.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if she does that.
I've heard them referred to as flowers and things like that before. I feel like that evokes some nice imagery.
You would have smashed a bit of quim over your tie.
Well, you certainly smashed a front bottom.
If it was at the back.
Yeah.
Turn them around.
Encourage it.
Turn them around.
Troy, you're on.
Troy's just like, turn them around.
Turn them around.
Turn them around.
Turn them around.
Turn them around. Turn them around. Whatever his name is,
get
turn
over
him
here.
Around.
South America, turn them around.
Turn them around. Oh, yeah, favela, is it, mate? Yeah, turn around.
Like he's working at air traffic control.
Yeah, favela guy, $2.80, turn him around.
Turn him around, here we go. Let's get down to business, turn him around.
Turn him around.
Turn him around. Oh. You found it.
Oh, my God.
That's a joke from the egg.
Matthew, thank you for bringing in a new adapter.
You're welcome.
Where did you even get
GST
that?
Aux.
Yeah, we have lots of things in my house.
Yeah. Oh,
you bought this?
Of course.
I've got one of those.
What, you think I've popped down to the Apple store
with
this morning?
USB-C.
I don't know. The IT department.
Oh, I don't know if it's a USB-C one that I've got.
Yeah. So it's, So that's a USB-C to the 35mm jack.
Ooh, no. Wow.
Jack!
Hello.
Jack!
Got that.
And now look, Jack 2!
Two! We've got two.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I might have had this guy.
Lightning
to 35.
So I can play Rob's message from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay.
Are you
connecting a pair of headphones? Am I?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah?
Say no.
I'd go yeah.
Okay, I've said yeah.
Here we go.
This is the first try of GST Aux on the new phone.
Okay.
It might be better than the old phone.
I think it will be.
I think it's going to be the same.
Hurry up.
All right, team. I got one of the all-time mishears. I don't know if this is a phoner or potential launch for a phoner, but what have you misheard? My wife every time we get in the car and the footies on Triple M. Obviously, the Sting plays. Sure. The footies on Triple M. My partner, Kales, one day turns around and goes, why do they talk about food all the time? I was like, what are you talking about? Well, they talk about fish fingers and club sandwiches and, you know, 4 and 20 pies. Why do they always say stuff about food? Is that why they say the food is on Triple M?
Oh, yes. What a goose.
What a goose, says Ross.
The food is on Triple M.
The food is on Triple M.
As an offspring, the food is on Triple M.
It's like the we'll get that Matt Preston kid in. Who thought you it was the Muddy Seagull Show.
Which, that's just so far away.
The Muddy
from
Seagull Show. So, yeah.
I do hear Muddy.
Yeah, me too.
Muddy. When we're
so Australians
talking.
Can't say Marty and T.
Marty.
They say D.
Marty.
It's Marty. Like water.
No one says Marty.
No, yeah.
Water.
Because we also speak fast as well.
Why would you say Marty?
Yeah, go Marty.
It's a stupid thing to say.
Marty.
Just go Marty.
Hello, Marty.
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 Yeah. There's kind of like a slack-jawed laziness to it. It's kind of
there is. That's the Aussie accent.
Yeah.
But that's the Aussie accent.
Mm. Yes. Someone from London would say Marty.
Exactly.
Marty. It would.
Marty.
They slow it.
And they say Marty.
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 Yeah.
Marty.
And they say Quinn. Marty.
If you were Quinn.
The Quinn thing hasn't even happened yet.
It's a gift that we'll keep on giving over the next little while.
If you've got an issue with the word Quim, today's not your day.
Another episode.
God, I have icing everywhere.
Nothing.
Mm. Alia, friend of ours.
Alia.
Welcome back, team. Vegan story for Marty.
I just thought of a song, though. The food is on Lawrence. Boop. Boop that last bit out for me.
What?
Names to it. Can you beep that?
Can you beep
that? Beep what?
And that.
There's about 80 today.
Just those last two.
Most of them went to air.
Just the one in the song and the one after the song.
It's going to sound like the food is on Lawrence. Which I don't think you want either.
I'll leave that one with you.
Oh, it's funny, but also strange.
Wow.
Strange.
Strange.
Come on, mate, I've
got to
go.
Alia says, my stepdad's mother is a nutcase.
Okay.
Step-grandmother.
Yeah.
Stepdad's mother, right?
My, she's vegan and goes as far as to oink at people. That's what you do, Troy.
Well, yeah, but who oinks if they're having a lolly?
I did it to you going out the door before.
She oinks if they're having bacon.
If they're eating bacon and tells them they're murdering baby pigs.
Oh, God.
But she shoves a beef sausage roll down her gob once a month when she's on the brink of passing out and claims to still be a vegan. What?
Oh, well, no. That's yesterday when I said that vegans are controlling.
Yeah.
Which I stand by.
Yeah.
I had quite a good laugh at that one.
But I believe it's true.
Yeah.
If you were just an eater living with a vegan, you're going to feel the pressure.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah. And then maybe the ultimatum comes. I can't do this anymore. I thought I could.
Mm. Yep.
But I can't.
Too hard.
I can't share a lifestyle with someone who's not sharing my values and ideology.
Mm.
And particularly won't even give it a try. I mean, if you gave it a try, that would be different. Would you give it a try?
Are you talking about vegan?
Yeah, going vegan.
Veganism?
Right now? Yeah.
Veganism?
Veganism. Mm.
Veganism. Mm. I remember the first vegan I sort of became aware of was Greg Chappell, of all people.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. And I was surprised. Oh, yeah. He's on the wagon.
Mm.
But I don't think there's many people that return from veganism.
My friend Dylan.
Yeah, I heard you saying, but I think...
Once you're there.
If you've gone to veganism...
If you cross the Rubicon, as it were.
You're not then ordering a cheeseburger.
Nah.
Mm. Oh, no.
Because to keep yourself vegan, you've got to tell yourself a lot of lies.
It would be very...
I respect some vegans. I wish I had that control. Like,
name me five vegans you respect.
I think I need to...
Find five of them.
Google famous vegans.
Famous vegans.
I do respect Greg Chappell. Yeah. Enormous respect for Greg.
Okay.
I do think about veganism sometimes when I'm driving home down Olympic Boulevard and the cow bus drives past.
Mm-hmm. That's a tough one.
And they look at you in the eyes and they go,
I know.
Do you know where I'm headed?
I know.
No, we don't know where you're going, mate.
I was going to have ragu tonight, but maybe I won't.
The sheep, and they're just on there like with their little
the
sheep ones are sad.
I had that one, remember, with his little leg sticking out.
No.
I should have grabbed it as it went past.
Because buses are foul for humans.
Oh, yeah.
How do you think cows feel when they see a human bus?
The tram.
They must be like,
I wonder if they know where they're going.
Yeah, they're probably like, move.
No,
move.
Get off the bus.
Move. 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 It's like a Fifi Fevin and Nick tramp. Move.
Get off the tram.
Move. Move.
Maybe we should sponsor a cow bus.
Oh,
what a great
no.
idea.
Oh, yeah. That is actually a really good idea. Put the Marty Shergold show on a live export ship.
Oh, no.
Wow. Send them over to bloody Indonesia so they can kill them themselves the way they like to kill their cattle.
I have some vegans I respect.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Cillian Murphy.
Oh. Mm. Oh, Lewis Hamilton.
Lewis Hamilton. Travis Barker. Venus Williams.
Venus.
It's pronounced Penis Williams.
Will I
Woody Harrelson. I love Woody Harrelson.
Oh, well, there you go.
Australian Open season, we called our trivia team Penis Williams, and we got the bonus point for the best team name.
Good stuff. Yeah. Well done.
Well, weighing up that.
That one didn't get across the line. That.
That's why we didn't use it, because it was a bit abrasive.
Probably all eaten salad, no doubt. You got
All right. Thanks for narrowing on the reference.
Jesus. What? Like, we...
Beep, beep. Beep, beep. Beep it all, Matthew.
First bit would have been fine.
Keep the quim stuff in, obviously.
Ariana Grande is a vegan.
Ruby Rose.
Didn't know that.
You know, I never heard of Ariana Grande until that awful, awful incident in Manchester where that person put
You
the...
worked at Nova for 10 years.
I'd never heard of her.
You'd never heard Tim talking about that was Ariana Grande?
No.
You would have definitely.
It was a terrible time.
She was selling out stadiums.
Was she?
Well, that's where it happened.
Mm. Is she, and I mean no disrespect to her career, is she still releasing albums of music?
She's making
films. Oh, yeah.
She's pivoted.
She's in the new Wicked movie, which, honestly, Wicked is my favourite musical, and her being in it makes me not want to see it. It actually looks terrible.
Yeah. Will it follow the, you know, how they, some guy goes, you know what, I reckon we can make this better. Mm.
Yeah. No, I think it's pretty much to the
stage
to
show.
The musical. But the stage show also is based on a book. Are you?
The film's two parts, yeah.
Actually, that's good.
Oh, she just released an album last week, according to...
Eternal Sunshine.
To Nika? Yeah.
Mm.
And she does Yes And. That came out this year. It's a good song.
I don't know that one.
Me neither.
You'll enjoy it.
I was hoping we'd sit in Matthew's silence for a bit.
Me too.
Check it on in the car on the way home. You'll love it.
We haven't got it in our music library.
I wouldn't have thought it's in the Triple M library, no.
What people am I looking at?
Who are these?
Family.
Tim. Hi, Big Willy. My family was at Tokyo Disneyland and Disney Sea last week.
Wow.
Because we were talking about them yesterday.
We didn't go to Disney Sea.
What's Disney Sea?
It's like SeaWorld.
I think it's next door.
It is. It's literally next door.
We loved both parks, although Disneyland is slightly better in California.
Those slightly
creepy better. Care
Bears. Yeah, I like them.
The light show on the lake at Disney Sea is absolutely magical, though. Oh, please tell Marty we stayed a short walk from the parks as the resort is 50 metres away from the entry and is fully booked 365 days in the year.
Which is where you wanted to stay, Marty, if you know.
Once I saw the hotel there, I was like, why are we driving in Tokyo?
Because how far out of town is it?
No, it's to be honest, I don't know.
Yeah.
We got a train.
That's so
I don't
beautiful.
Feel like it was hard.
And also town is so big in Tokyo.
But is this a man-made lake? What is this thing at Disney
Sea? I don't know. I don't actually, you know when I said it's like SeaWorld? It doesn't look like it is.
I don't think
Where are the animals?
That is a castle. I think it's like a Disney...
A SeaWorld? Is it like the pirates do a show and is it one of those ones?
Tokyo Disney Sea.
Perhaps.
I think... I was so drunk in Japan, I couldn't tell you why we didn't go to Disney Sea. Well, I couldn't even tell you what Disneyland was.
All those Asahis.
I know what the smoking rooms were like.
This is genius. This was sent in by Andrew. First time message from Andrew.
Good on you, Andrew!
I know you lads and laws love your pies. Didn't have a 4 and 20 on hand when I came up with this idea at the tuck shop. Mm. It probably won't change your life, but hey. And then he sent through a video and of GST asked it, Troy.
Yes. What's he done with his pie?
Here we go.
All right, so come up with an idea here, and it's not a 4 and 20, so I know Triple M like their 4 and 20s, but hear me out. Should have a sauce bottle to save 50 cents on these. pie.
Oh my god, is that a potato cake?
Into pie. Got to use what you got on hand to.
Yeah. Okay, he's using a flathead lid off it. Screwdriver. Okay.
Flathead
screwdriver.
Is he going to replace the lid of that pie with potato cake?
I think he's going to put the lid back on.
Rotate it around.
He's making like his own version of a shepherd's pie.
He's opening the top of the pie like a tin of paint, which is wonderful.
Maybe he's a painter.
Do what you want with the lid.
Normally they wear white.
So you can chuck that lid, Maddie.
There for later.
Do whatever you want with the lid.
Eat the lid.
Oh, you eat the lid.
Sauce goes
sauce
on top of the meat.
Bang!
Lid.
Yes!
Potato cake. Oh,
yum!
Deep fried.
I want it.
Shepherd's pie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Shepherd's pie, of course.
Well, wouldn't you just put the lid on the top of the...
No, because... No. The,
how's that for thinking?
That is, that for that's pretty good for thinking.
Do you know what that is for thinking? Is. Brilliant.
I want that.
That's pretty. How's that for thinking?
How's that for thinking?
A potato cake or scallop, wherever you're from.
It's a great question. How's that for thinking?
How's that for thinking? Maybe that should be a...
Segment.
A segment we do.
How's that for thinking?
How's that for thinking?
Just innovative ideas that you've had.
Yeah.
Innovative.
Write that down.
Innovative.
Someone write that down.
You're actually a producer on the show. You could write it down.
I don't have a pen.
How's that for thinking?
I'll tell you who's not writing
innovative
it down.
Innovative idea.
All right, that's enough for the front end.
Okay, one more.
Mate.
Matthew, you're only in here 2 days a week.
Clearly you guys don't have a job. But go on, I'll stay for another minute.
Hey!
Hey! James spotted you across South America, Troy, because of course you are king of the Segway.
Which one? And what shot will this be?
Here we go.
Oh, here we go. There you are on your Segway.
Versions of Troy on his Segway.
Troy Ellis, master of the Segway, and here you are, segwaying your way around
Atacama Desert,
actually
Rio de Janeiro. There's the famous beach.
That's excellent.
Oh, well, then a lot of work for that. Well done,
James Budgie. Also sent through this, Troy Ellis, the spin king.
He's put your head onto Warnie's body, Vale Warnie,
Vale,
who truly was the spin king. Oh. But you are the king of spin. DJ.
DJ.
And we'll play again tomorrow morning at 7 and 8, of course, on the Marty Sheargold Show.
Master of the Segway.
Let's get into the full show dump from Triple M.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Let's go for Tuesday morning.
Let's
G'day, Marty.
Let's go.
Let's get into it.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
I know. Second day back after a break. Feels good.
Almost wore shorts today.
I think you could have worn shorts.
I almost wore shorts.
Well, yesterday was sneaky hot. Yesterday afternoon,
if you could find the sun, was stunning.
It was.
Well, in the office before, Marty, you put on a pair of shorts over your pants. Which was a very fun look.
Yes.
But that's pre-show antics.
Something going on in that office at the moment. It's stifling hot.
I don't understand what's happening.
I think the door is shut overnight, and our heater aircon runs off the same one as the rest of the office. So
I don't know what it is.
Regulation.
And I don't think you do either.
Yes, I do.
I really... I love that you're saying
yes,
words.
I do.
You're just putting words together, random words.
But that makes sense. The door is shut.
But no one can ever agree on what the right temperature is. Everyone's got their own little thing going on.
The man came in here recently and put it up to like 23, and it's made a huge difference. Now everyone's like, it's so hot in here.
Yeah, but it was freezing prior. It was arctic.
But something that's hot, though, makes me sleepy. I just want to lay down and go back to bed.
I'm just looking at the footage of... Sorry,
doesn't
Troy.
Doesn't take much.
I'd love you to go back to bed.
Top 6 at 6.
Oh,
better.
Yes!
Much better.
I closed my eyes.
Needed strong leadership.
Yeah.
I think Troy provided.
He did.
Yeah. I just guided you in.
Yeah, thank you, good. Troy.
Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. Let's get you up to date here.
The federal court has found that Bruce Lerman, I hate this word.
I know you do.
Did indeed rape Brittany Higgins. Lerman lost his defamation case against Network 10 and Lisa Wilkinson and will face legal costs running into the millions of dollars. I don't think that's been decided yet, but that ruling will be passed down.
I can't imagine how much money is going to need to be paid there for all of that legal work that's happened. On both sides.
Oh, my God.
These defamation cases just never end well for anyone.
No,
I don't understand why anyone would do it.
Very expensive.
Bad day for Bruce.
Yeah.
Bad day.
Bad day.
Justice Michael Lee said, having escaped the lion's den, Mr. Lerman made the mistake of coming back for his hat.
Yeah.
Right.
So true. Number two, police have arrested a 15-year-old boy after a bishop and three other men were allegedly stabbed during a service at the Assyrian Orthodox Church last night in Sydney's southwest.
Gee, Jeez.
After the attack, a mob of around 2,000 people swarmed near the church and police struggled to maintain order.
Well, as you would with 2,000 people.
Well, and
it's
indeed,
so hard.
Police seemed to become the target of that.
Yeah, which is unfair, obviously.
Which is ridiculous. I mean, I think that some people were suggesting they were trying to get to the kid who'd...
Right.
Who'd
The people were trying to get to the kid.
I think
right, okay.
That was part of it.
Right.
Coming in at three, former US President Donald Trump has ranted.
Oh, that's unusual.
And reportedly even nodded off in a New York courthouse as the first day of his historic trial kicked off. He said, "This is a political persecution. This is a persecution like never before. Nobody has ever seen anything like
my
it.
My persecution."
He just waffles on about nothing, doesn't he?
Doesn't he?
I do have empathy for falling asleep, though.
That's
a long
day. Hey, did you ever go to jury duty?
I delayed it.
How did you delay it?
It was going to clash with Gather Round.
Is that what you said?
They kept delaying me. They kept saying another day, another day.
Yeah.
You get one deferral.
You get one deferral, then it's on my terms, and it's Gather Round.
Yeah.
So justice has to wait.
Yes.
Justice is not always served.
No.
Particularly with Gather Round, which was a stunning success.
Incredible.
Hats off to you. You made the right decision.
That would have been criminal if I missed that.
I tell you what, I would have sat on a jury and convicted you of being a dick.
He is guilty.
He is a dick. Order. There are no charges against William for being a dick.
Are you representing me?
Yeah, both.
When you get to do it, though, it'll be an interesting experience.
It will.
I'm really excited for you. I wish I could do jury duty.
What if you jag a long one, though?
You can.
But it also...
If I was you, just give it a bit of...
I didn't know it was on.
No, I would... Whatever the case is, I would be, like, pro the bad side of it.
But then it could just go on longer.
No, they won't use you. When they select the jury, I don't have an issue with a lot of what's happening here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can make choices like that to not be chosen.
He seems like a good guy to me.
The defence really likes juror number 17.
Australia cricket great Michael Slater has faced a Queensland court after being hit with a long list of domestic violence charges following his arrest on the weekend. 18 domestic violence-related charges, including allegedly choking and strangulation, assault occasioning bodily harm, 4 common charges of assault, unlawful stalking and entering a dwelling at night by break-in.
Jeez,
that's
awful. What is going on?
Wow.
Slats.
Can't be doing that.
No.
He is not well. Coming in at 5, 3 new pieces of extinct kangaroo have been identified.
Three pieces of extinct kangaroo. What, their paw?
Yeah. And an ear.
3-piece feet.
And their pouch.
And a zinger burger was found. Coming in at 6, a Red Hot Chili Peppers guitarist Flea has said he feels like an idiot for smashing his guitar when he was touring in the 90s and 2000s. Yeah. No one cares about the kangaroo, mate. Kangaroo pieces.
Top 6.
Time to get jiggy with it. The heat is on. It's time for a three-way.
Marty, how about this prize? Superdry's new season puffers have just launched.
And they look good.
And there is nothing more iconic. You can shop in store or online. Check them out online, superdry.com.au. To get your new forever jacket, get it today. A couple of $100 to spend at Superdry.
Oh, yeah.
On the line this morning.
A lot of lovely jackets. I'm just looking at the website here. I mean, the puffers, what you want.
Oh, yeah.
Ideally. But if not, if you're not a puffer person, and I mean, I don't know anyone.
Well, no, yeah.
No.
He's not a puffer.
Totally.
Because they go with everything too.
Yeah.
Oh.
So easy. Although I do love that yellow one, which wouldn't go with everything, but I'd make it go with everything.
You love that yellow one.
Yeah. I got my vintage hoodie, Superdry hoodie.
Oh,
today.
Wow.
Superdry hoodie. Yeah.
That's where I see it all the time.
That's
you literally wear that hoodie all the time.
I love it.
You're a man of the people.
I really am.
You really are.
Yeah.
A lot of people wouldn't say that about you.
No, I certainly would.
But you are. That's what's so ironic.
That's it.
Who we got this
Clint
morning?
Clint is back. He's our carryover loser.
Hello,
take
Clint.
On Brendan.
Morning, team. How are we all?
You're wonderful, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Got a good feeling about you today, Clint.
I hope so, mate. I hope I get the win.
Yeah, you will. Brendan's in Ferntree Gully. Hello, Brendan. How are you going, mate?
Good morning, guys and girls. How you doing?
Good. Hey, Brendan. Brendan, what do you do for a living?
I'm a concreter, mate.
Oh, yeah. Concreters.
Really good.
I love concreters. Yeah. Because they're the best driveway in the world, done.
Yeah. How's your back, Brendan?
Well, I just started yesterday, so not too bad yet.
Your first day?
Yeah, first day yesterday.
Well, I mean, you're throwing the word around concreter.
Yeah.
Mate, I can say I'm a concreter. Yes.
He is.
You're probably better at it than I am.
Yeah. What were you doing before that, Brendan?
Sales rep, actually.
Wow. Jeez. Oh, that's a big pivot here, Brendan.
Yeah.
You've got to get out of the office, get outside.
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I see some of the guys in sales here that are just white and anemic, and I just think, what's happened to you people?
Yeah. They don't look well.
When did you give up?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Brendan?
I do, mate. I've got a bit pale. I thought I'd get some tan on me.
You know, there you go. Tippy-tapping on computers, sending emails to guys who are three desks up.
Like, it's just boring.
And they're awful people.
Oh, they are.
No, Brendan.
How old are you, Brendan, when you made the change?
22.
Perfect. Oh, okay.
That's good.
You weren't like a scout. I've done sales,
I've done IT, I've done baking.
Yeah, all right, mate. I don't need your whole story.
So it's day two today for Brendan.
Day two today.
Well, congratulations.
Day two today. Well, good luck. Hopefully you'll see some concrete today. Instead of the shovel.
I want to know more about the baking.
I want to hear the baking story.
All right. Tell us more about the baking story.
I dropped out of school and decided to start baking for 2 years.
That's amazing.
How old were you when you left school?
16.
16.
Yeah. Mm. Look at him now.
School refusal kid.
Baker's hour's tough, though.
Yeah.
Refusal.
Yeah, we're getting up at midnight every night.
Midnight.
Oh, no thanks.
I mean, how hard is baking?
It's pretty rough. It's pretty rough.
I wasn't asking you, mate. I was asking Troy.
It was rhetorical,
man. Ask Troy, the man who's ever baked.
Troy, how hard is baking?
I don't know. I just add water and flour and you stick it in, don't you?
Well, I've done that, but I've never. I went through a bread baking stage, actually.
Did you? During COVID?
I think during it was the lockdown? The beginning of what became a much bigger midlife crisis.
Right.
I think when men in their 40s make bread, that should be a red flag to everyone around them.
And you're eating the profits.
that they're in trouble.
Yeah.
And they need intervention immediately.
Yeah.
It's not a weight thing, Troy.
Oh,
it's not
I know. God. It's his mental health.
Clint B. Brendan, tell me what these three things have in common. Question one, curveball sent in by Riley on the Instagram. Traditionally a little harder. Here we go. Troy McClure, Nelson Muntz, Moe Szyslak.
Brendan. Characters of The Simpsons.
Yes. Brendan.
Moe.
I've never watched it. I know it's Moe. I mean, I'm not an idiot. I've seen enough of it. I just thought he was from Moe.
You're thinking of the town.
Yeah. Terrible story out of there. Question two. For the win, Brendan. To stay in it, Clint. Come on, Clint.
Come on, Clint.
Clint.
Come on.
Come on, Clint.
Madman Across the Water, Honky Chateau, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Clint.
Brendan.
Clint.
I knew this would be
good. The Beatles?
Oh, no. Brendan.
I just lost it. I had it on the tip of my tongue.
Wow.
You don't have it.
It's not Diesel. Albums by Elton John. Here we go. Final question. Question three. If you don't get this, Clint, Brendan's going to win it.
Ah.
Christian Petrarca, Isaac Smith, Bobby Hill.
Clint. Footy players? AFL footy players?
More information.
Come on.
We're number four.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's a win for Brendan.
We're Brendan.
I got it, Brendan.
Well, I added it, footy players. That was it.
But you've won, Brendan.
You've won.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Hey, Clint, do you want to come back for our last chance tomorrow?
I'll only come back if I lose tomorrow. I want the bib, Lobs.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. You'll get the bib.
We'll chat to you then, Clint.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
5 seconds. Stand by 2.
It's all just a little bit of hell.
history on this day. Marty, April the 16th today.
Yes.
On this day.
On this day. Mm. 2011. Mm. On the floor.
J-Lo.
J-Lo.
Number one song in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Featuring Pitbull.
Pitbull's fun.
Yeah.
Pitbull is fun.
J-Lo, not so much.
No, I don't like J-Lo. There, I said it.
You're allowed to say it, mate.
Thank you. I like her music. I can appreciate her, but she seems like a...
Yeah. She's Jenny from the Block, mate.
Yeah. Doesn't she to like to knock reminders?
What? What do you mean?
She likes to always talk about...
Yeah. Her heritage. Yeah. Her backstory.
Curb jobs.
Her curb jobs.
Have you seen...
All about Lopez roots.
That's a little joke about a lady that stumbled through a report in the US.
A newscaster.
A newscaster. Yeah.
Troy can say the whole thing.
I can, yeah, but I won't. We don't have enough time.
It's a weird talent of yours.
Yeah. On this day in 1912, Harriet Quimby becomes the first female pilot to fly across the English Channel.
Miss Quimby.
Miss Quimby.
Miss Quimby.
Miss Quimby.
Final call for Miss Quimby.
Quim is a... Really?
What's wrong with it?
Quim.
Yeah. Quim.
Do you know the...
Do you know the origin of it?
Of Quim?
Yeah. Do you know what Quim means?
No.
Quim for us, mate. Yeah. You've never heard the phrase... Do you know what Quim is?
I sure do.
Well,
I
want to see. Don't. Yeah. I've heard tell.
You've never heard that word?
Well, I've never heard that.
Really?
Really?
It's an old English expression, I think.
Yeah.
Out of common use now.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I use it all the time. What a wonderful quim.
You did not. I've never heard that.
I have heard you say that before.
What a stunning quim you have, madam.
Yeah. Stunning.
Now it's Quimby.
Let's respect the lady's achievements.
Yeah, and she was flying across the English Channel. 9 years after the first flight ever.
That's amazing.
Yeah, which is amazing.
A little respect for the Quim, please.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't reckon they told her she had a great Quim when she got to the other side.
Good on you, Captain.
Thank you, Skipper. 1922, Annie Oakley sets the women's record by breaking 100 clay targets in a row. That's phenomenal. Did it with a hammer.
They're all just lying in front of her.
She's on fire. Just missed one.
Go, Annie.
Go, Annie. 1964, 9 men are sentenced to 30 years for Britain's 1963 Great Train Robbery. There's been many documentaries, and I think there's even a movie about this.
Yeah.
1993, David Lee Roth is arrested in New York City for purchasing marijuana for $10.
$10?
That's cheap.
Undercover cop, apparently.
I mean, he would have known it was David Lee Roth.
Yeah.
He would have, for sure, back then. So baby,
try 2006. I remember this one. Colin Farrell reaches a confidential settlement with ex-girlfriend Nicole Narain to keep their 13-minute sex tape private.
That's right. Story to
it's a long... It's 13 minutes. I mean, my tape's never been that long.
How long?
Two, three minutes. All on beta. I prefer...
Beta.
Better quality tape.
It's quaint.
Yeah.
Beta never really took off, did it?
I just can't imagine what, and I'm sure there are lots of bad old relationships where this happens, but I can't imagine what the conversation is where it's like, no, put it on the...
I know.
Put it up on the tripod.
Get the lighting
Am
right.
Am I well lit?
Am I?
Yeah.
What about this? Is this well lit? I feel like there's low shadow.
Get the ring light, Marty.
Hit record, sweetheart. And then what? 30 minutes later, you go and hit stop. When are you looking at that?
Yeah.
And that awkward start and end to a home video where it's just you and the camera shaking
You know what I really don't want to see is my ass.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't want to be filmed from behind at the workbench.
It's not a flattering...
Not for me.
For anyone.
Big dimply... hairy mess.
Right.
Oh. Looks like a hailstorm in my pants.
Oh, so you have seen it.
Heaps of film it all the time. 2019, the Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson becomes the highest paid player in NFL history with a 4-year, $140 million extension, including a record $65 million signing bonus.
Amazing.
How's he going?
DC went on a bit of a deep dive with him and he went on to make even more money, re-signed and...
Can I honestly say I've never heard of him?
I've never heard of
Russell
him.
Russell Wilson, yeah.
Oh, obviously he's a gun, but...
Mahomes would be the highest. Well, I, per year, I'm not sure. I think it might be Joe Burrow, but...
Is McCaravans on that list?
McCabin.
My rental.
Mahomes signed 450 over 10 years.
450 yeah. million.
Wow.
Oh, my nuts. God. Birthdays today. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is turning 77.
It's on this day for April the 16th. What's on the back page? It's time for your sport update now. The wide word of Will. What's happening, William?
Thank you, Troy. Congratulations to Jason Dunstall. Triple M's Jason Dunstall.
Yeah.
Chief, always. The 32nd legend of Australian football in the Hall of Fame. He will be inducted later this year. It has been confirmed.
Why has it taken so long?
Well, they can only allow 10% of the Hall of Fame to become legends at any given time, so enough people need to be inducted.
I would have thought the Chief was a little earlier on.
He was inducted in 2002 into the Hall of Fame and then elevated to legend status.
When did his career end?
Because
it's a 5-year waiting period, isn't it?
Yeah.
Before you could be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
I imagine he would have been inducted immediately.
Yeah.
And then he'll be the youngest legend as of 2024. Of course, the third highest goal kicker in history, one of six to kick 1,000 goals. And
played until 98.
98, there you go.
So 5 years later, they put him straight in.
And he was the quickest to 1,000 goals, just rattling off some of his resume. 12-time leading goal kicker, 3-time Coleman, 4 flags.
How many points did he kick?
For Hines?
Yeah.
Good question.
Because you always
641.
Think 641 wow. versus 1,200 odd goals.
Yeah.
God, imagine how many he could have kicked.
Yeah. And apparently gave a lot off. I didn't see a whole lot of his career, but a very generous footballer as well. So could have potentially.
If he could have kicked straight, it would have been a very different story for the Chief. Terrible kick.
He kicked double figure.
Oh, I'm joking.
He kicked double figure goals, 10 plus, in 16 separate games, including the famous 17 against Richmond in 92, the second most in a single game in the history,
of
the sport. He's just an icon. So well done to the Chief. And we look forward to hearing him on the Friday huddle. I'm sure the team get around him. It'll be fun. Harley Reid has been named the Rising Star nominee for round 5. He was pictured on the back page of the West Australian, as they like to do in the last sort of three months. He was pictured as Mr. Incredible, and his face is on the animated character Mr. Incredible.
But why is it... Because it's Reid.
Yeah.
That's no good.
That's terrible. Hey,
when you've got him on, he's on the back page once
every... Who did that?
Yeah, that's the West Australian.
That stinks of a WA headline.
They've run out of puns. They've just run out of puns. But it's an interesting debate because Harley Reid, he has had a very good fortnight. And Matthew Lloyd on Footy Classified last night, he was referring to North Melbourne's win against the Gold Coast in the final round of 2023. A lot of people were saying it would have been better off they had lost that game. Of course, they went on to win. And Matthew Lloyd said this about the tanking debate.
To me, West Coast have been non-existent. Well, now you turn on the television.
So in hindsight, do you think they should have thrown that game and rested Larky?
I've been adamant and against that. But I still think to myself, for one win versus... catapulting your club up the ladder. I've never thought this way in my whole life until I'm seeing what Harley Reid's going to do for West Coast for the next 15 years.
The quality of Harley Reid's performance has changed Lordo's mind.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. We'll have Daisy Thomas in tomorrow to debate that further, but I think it's very, very interesting and yucky.
Well, I'd think about it from the other point of view. You know I'm a passionate North man.
Mm.
Imagine if we had rested Larky.
Yeah. He kicked 9 that day against Gold Coast.
But imagine what the media would have said.
Yeah.
They would have just said tanking.
Culturally corrupt.
And we had enough going on.
Yeah.
Without throwing a tanking conversation into the mix.
Yeah.
And the draft, is the draft, is the draft, is the draft. Mm. I mean, look at Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Themselves. You couldn't have thrown more footballers at that club.
Yeah. Hasn't worked yet. Still might, though. They're looking like they're on track for a pretty good season.
Oh, well, so they should be.
About time.
About 700 concessions.
Yeah, yet to make the finals. Coaches' votes, perfect tens for Jeremy Cameron, Cam Rayner, Sam Durham, Alex Pearce, Noah Anderson and Elliot Yeo from round five, which means Isaac Heaney remains on top. Rounding out the top five, we have Christian Petrarca, our mate Max Gawn.
Love Max.
Connor Rosie and Harry Mackay. So I really like the coaches' vote race. And in the tribunal tonight, Brisbane Lions will challenge Charlie Cameron's one-week ban, hoping he will take on the Cats up there at the Gabba this weekend.
Jeez, that'll be a good game of footy.
Very good game of footy. Mm. Yeah, I'm very curious.
That'll be a test for the Lions.
Good test. And the Cats.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The greatest disc jockey in the world.
The disc jockey.
Triple M and the Marty Sheargold Show. Thank you, Mr. DJ. 10K.
Spin it, DJ.
Twice a morning, we give you a shot at winning $10,000. Leah in Carrum Downs, your chance right now.
Morning. Hello, Leah. How are you going?
Hello. Good.
Leah, what do you do for a living, mate?
Warehouse administration.
Nice.
Oh. Important.
Give me day-to-day roles. What are you doing?
Put in the orders, organise transportation.
Good.
Management.
That's it.
Enjoying it?
I'm loving it.
Nice. Oh, isn't that? See, you never do a day's work if you love what you do.
Right? Exactly. Yep.
And Carrum Downs.
Yep.
let's leave that there.
Beautiful by the water there,
mate,
on the bay.
Tell you what, in 20 years' time, you won't be able to get in there.
Totally. It's tough to get in now. Some parts of Carrum Downs.
So it should be.
Yeah.
Should be bollarded. I'm joking, Leah, having a bit of fun. Leah, who's your favourite band?
Guns N' Roses are my all-time favourite.
He's gone through some serious change, hasn't he, over the years, Axel?
I think we all have.
Yeah. He particularly seems different now.
True.
Doesn't he?
Does he?
Axel, no E's, like listener.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, just a straight up AXL.
Yeah.
He's got a bit of the stock exchange vibe about him.
Yeah, ASX.
His face, he's heading into sort of, who's the guy?
Mickey Rourke.
Yeah. He's heading into Mickey Rourke territory.
Yeah.
Where it's like, are you a friend of Mickey Rourke's or are you Mickey Rourke?
Mickey Rourke doesn't even look like a friend of Mickey Rourke.
No, he looks like a stranger to Mickey Rourke.
Yeah. Oh, you think Mickey Rourke's gone too far?
Oh my God. it's like, have you seen Mickey Rourke lately?
It's like a latex Mickey Rourke mask.
It is. It's like a Mickey Rourke doll you could buy from a sex shop. I just threw that in for fun.
Oh
my God, we've got
Mickey.
A photo of Mickey up now.
What were you
honestly
thinking?
He was so handsome.
He looks like
so
Cindy handsome. Rourke. What's happened to Mickey? Anyway, Leah.
Look at his hairline.
Oh, that's not his hairline. No one's ever had a hairline like that.
God, he looks like a Barbie.
Oh, I'm sorry, Leah. We got distracted.
Sorry, Leah. Axel, yeah. You got a partner, Leah?
I sure do, yes.
What's her name?
Shane.
Oh,
Shane.
Shane
Blaze. That's a new song coming out soon, isn't it?
Oh, there is. She's got a new single coming out.
Put it in your diary.
Something to look forward to from Shane.
We'll have to drop the needle on
it. It's called Patios and Pergolas.
She's more interior.
Her album's called The Outdoor Room. It's stunning.
Her house that time we showed.
Patios and Pergolas.
Leah, we want to win you 10 grand here.
I would love it.
All right, Leah. I'm handing you over to the king of spin, DJ. Troy Ellis.
Thank you, Marty. All right, title and artist, Leah, is what we need. 10 seconds on the clock for song number one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Oh, I know it.
Well, let us know what it is.
I know. I just can't.
Great song.
It's the only one I've known in months.
Oh, no, not you again.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry, Leah. Yeah.
Have a lovely day, mate.
Good on you, Leah.
Bye.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Just talking about
Troy's
Quim.
Giving the weather.
I just don't know whether
William's is going to head around it.
No, no, it's just a word. It's just a thing. Word. It's just a
well,
word.
It says it's vulgar.
Well, yeah. Of course it is.
It's I was asking, is it singular? Do you use
yes.
it?
What a wonderful Quim.
Yeah. Yeah. Stop. It's ye oldie worldy.
You don't say
language.
She had beautiful Quims.
No, I mean, is it like sheep? Can it be like
singular if there was a room full of them?
Oh,
be
a room full of Quim. Yeah. Oh my God, it was bustling. You should have been in there last night. There was a room full of Quim.
Yeah, it was like a.
It was heaving with Quim.
Ah.
Yeah. That works,
of course.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a fan of the word.
Oh, it sounds like
come on.
Let's not go for alternatives.
Let's put some alternative words in here. Aer Lingus.
It's an airline.
One of my alternatives.
Anyway.
What are we asking?
We want to ask the question, what's the one thing, the one food you eat every day?
Yes.
What's the one thing that you eat every day? Don't ring up and say Quim.
That's how this started.
I know.
1-3-3-5-3 or get in touch with Insta at Marty Sheargold Show. The one food that you eat every day.
It's
give
boring,
us a bell.
But I would have an apple most days.
Really?
Day. Yeah.
Oh, God, I wouldn't.
Used to.
Oh, I never eat fruit.
I reckon I have Vegemite toast almost every day of my
really?
Life.
Yeah.
I've definitely gone through phases where I've had Vegemite toast every day of my life.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. For that
definitely.
Period of time.
Definitely lately.
Definitely. Yeah. I love Vegemite.
So do I.
It's
the
best.
With butter.
Yeah.
Not margarine.
No, it needs to be butter.
It has to be butter as you age.
Yes. Tablespoon?
I reckon I would eat butter every day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
In some way, shape or form.
I mean, how chemical are we getting? Because I probably have salt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have salt.
We need an item, don't we?
Yeah, we need an item. Yeah.
I'm with Nick on Instagram at Marty Sheargold Show. He says, got to have my orange Metamucil.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'd do that too.
It's more medical.
Yeah,
but
it's still a thing.
Still a thing.
If you're having, I've eased off the Metamucil.
Have you?
Have you?
A little, I just forget sometimes.
Huh.
Mm. I used to be so good with it. A granddad who eats two blocks of cheese a day has gone viral after his fed-up wife shared video of his habit on TikTok.
Mm.
God, he loves cheese.
He must be so blocked up.
I reckon I would have cheese most days, actually. Mm. Pretty much every day. Whether that's feta. Tasty.
Oh. Let's not go through all the cheeses.
Camembert.
Ever since he was a child, gardener and timber logger, Mark King, he gets almost like marking, barking.
Yeah.
He's gone barking mad. Has loved cheese to the point where he cannot go a day without it.
God, his cholesterol.
I know. Oh, could you imagine?
Oh, God.
Mark's wife, Tracy, revealed their family spends close to $3,000 a year on cheese.
Jeez,
he's really
someone's doing all right.
Jeez.
Like on that plate.
I mean, that looks revolting.
That looks like hell on earth. This is classic English behaviour.
It's the most English looking plate I've ever seen.
It's baked beans.
They just love beans with everything.
And bacon and like cheese.
Blocks of it.
Slabs of it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 slabs of cheese.
Well, I just love it.
I just love cheese.
I love
beans. I love my bacon. But I really love my cheese.
I've got to have my cheese on my plate.
What song is that?
I love my cheese. I love my beans. Don't get me wrong. And I love my bacon. And I love Quim, obviously.
Traces.
What do you got on Insta? You got something
weird? We had Jared who says, I reckon I've had a dim sim every day of my life for the last 6 years at least.
Oh, my God. Yum.
I love dim sim.
Yeah, love so dim good.
Fried. You have to have sauce.
Oh, I like steamed.
You like steamed?
I like a steamed.
That's what I asked. So I was like, fried or steamed? He says, South Melbourne, always fried.
Yeah,
50% of the time he goes to the market. Otherwise, just whatever smoko is closest to.
Yeah, good man.
Tony in Geelong, Marty.
Hello, Tony. How are you going?
Marty and team, how are we today?
Hello, Tony.
Tony. What are you having every day?
Every morning, mate, it's crumpets and sliced cheese.
Crumpets and cheese on the crumpet?
Yes, you bet ya.
Yeah. So it sort of melts in.
I've never had cheese on a crumpet.
It's absolutely spot on in the morning, you know. You're getting up nice and early, 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Are
you popping that under the grill?
No, I just do the crump it in the toaster and then put the cheese on top and the heat just lets the cheese melt through it nicely.
Nice.
Crumpets are very good.
I love
haven't
crumpet.
Had a crumpet in ages.
You can forget how good crumpets are.
They're so good.
Another word for Quim.
It's quite a bad word.
And the one thing that you eat every single day, there's a guy in the UK who eats cheese.
Cheese.
Every day. Spends $3,500 or something a year on cheese, Marty.
Tracy's wife says he eats it day and night.
Yeah.
He's a pain in my side. He has a block of cheese with his lunch and another for his snack before bed. Isn't there a whole thing about don't eat cheese before bed? Because it
gives you bad dreams or something?
That's what they used to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's loved it ever since he was a kid. I did think around 30 years ago he had too much cheese in his sandwiches, but I gave it no thought, says Tracy. I mean, you wouldn't.
No.
30 years ago, he'd think, geez, he loves his cheese.
Yeah.
We've asked the doctor whether it's harming him, but all his blood tests came back okay.
Well, that's
got
all right.
Perfect cholesterol.
That's extraordinary after that much cheese.
We say the penicillin in the cheese has kept him tip-top all these years.
Tip-top?
Is he eating moldy cheese?
I don't know.
That shot on the right is a bit too much crotch shot as well.
Yeah, there's way too much crotch.
Yeah,
someone's narrowed in. He's got his plate between his legs and he's wearing an old-fashioned pair of stubbies / ruggers. And he's got a fair set of balls on him.
Where does the plate end?
Bit of Greg Norman to
he
it.
He wants to be careful with that steak knife. He might end up having a testicle with his beans.
What do you got on Insta, William?
We're Tamara, who says, I have a carrot before I go to bed every night to sustain my blood sugar until the morning.
Oh, okay. Never heard of carrot.
Neither have I.
Josh says, ham sandwich, green apple, and a chopped chip muffin with my Pepsi Max. Oh. 8 years, you beauty.
Oh, I love that.
We'll go through it again. That's a lot.
Ham sandwich, green apple, a chopped chip muffin, and a Pepsi Max.
It must be like his packed lunch that he takes to work every day.
It's a little lunchbox.
Yeah. Well, through all my schooling, I think I had a Vegemite roll every single day.
Yeah.
Mm.
And was not enjoying it by the end.
No.
No.
It was swamped with lunches.
It doesn't. It's like, I know you're busy, Mum, but mix it up a bit.
We also had Nick who says, I've had a peanut butter sandwich every day since about the age of 10, he reckons.
Okay. Loves his peanut butter sandwich.
One thing you eat every day, Dave, in Lynbrook. Marty?
Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. Good to have you back.
Good on you, Dave, you champion. What are you eating every day?
Great old meat pie, mate. Every morning for breakfast, 7 to 7.30, I got one in the gob.
Is that right?
One in the gob.
And is it a regular bakery or are you buying them at the sort of supermarket?
Nah, mate, I'm on the road. I'm a handyman and basically I know where all the good bakeries are. And first thing in the morning, make my way there and off you go.
Just a standard meat pie?
Just a standard meat pie, no sauce because you don't need sauce on a good pie.
Oh, wow.
That could be a T-shirt.
What's your favourite bakery?
Sauce on a good pie. Yeah.
Favourite bakery is in Noble Park. It's just a little little bakery there that do one of the greatest pies, and it's best eaten upside down because they put in a foiled tin.
Jeez, you are a connoisseur of pies.
He's our expert. Yeah.
What's your feeling about Quim, Dave?
Stay out of it.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Tipping Point. But that has a UK version, as well as our very own Todd Woodbridge, a friend of the show and lover of musicals, whose son's kicking goals by all reports in the world of musicals.
The UK Tipping Point is, of course, toddless, so it's much worse.
Yeah, it's
of course,
a terrible show.
Of course.
In an episode of the British version of Tipping Point, Ben Shepherd, who's their presenter, put a tricky question in front of a contestant called Dom. He read, in his epic poems, Homer often refers to nectar as the drink of the gods and which other substance as their food.
In his epic poems, Homer often refers to nectar as the drink of the gods and which other substance as their food. I know we like donuts. I think I'll go with donuts, please, Ben. Okay.
Right.
Which is fine.
Donuts. Wow.
No, he likes donuts.
I'm going to lock in donuts.
Did you miss the epic poem bit of the question?
Donuts. What's on the back page?
It is time for your sporting news now, the wide world of Will. What's happening?
Thank you, Troy. Congratulations once again to Jason Dunstall, the chief, Triple M's own Jason Dunstall, who will become the... My apologies. I'm just
my apologies.
My apologies have always depended
on the kindness of strangers.
My apologies. I was doing a pan job.
The Hall of Fame ceremony that'll be later this year, the Australian Football Hall of Fame, that is when Jason Dunstall will be elevated to legend status. He's, of course, already in the Hall of Fame.
He is a legend.
Oh, an absolute legend.
I've only met him maybe a couple of times.
Lovely.
We never seem to see each other, but all I ever hear is that he's a lovely bloke.
Mm-hmm. Really good man. Mm. Of course, the third highest goal kicker in history. He's on the Friday huddle. Mm. And I think he will go down in history as one of the best footballer turned media performers in the history of the game as well. He's probably my number one. His ability to do serious analysis, funny analysis. Mm. He's just one of the goats of the sport, in the history of the sport.
Well, that's the swagger. Yeah. It's the confidence of the full forward.
Yeah.
And other AFL footballers talk about this.
Yeah.
There's like a club of full forwards that just, when they arrive, they arrive in numbers. And you know they're in the room. It's like, oh, here they come. The boys are here. You know, if you're a lowly defender and Dunstall turns up, suddenly you're not the sort of flavour of the party anymore.
Yeah. And good for Queensland.
It's a bit like when I turn up, say, if Tommy Little's at an event or one of your other mates. Any of your awful comedian
friends.
Why do you hate our friends? Just because they're not funny.
Because they're our friends. That's why.
It's like if I turn up at a comedy gig, people are like, well, the big man's here.
The big man?
The big man. Look at his big titties. The big man's bought his titties.
Harley Reid was named the rising star for round 5, which was no surprise following his performance against the Tigs on Sunday. I think he's just going to be one of the favourites for that award. It'd be very surprising if he didn't win it, to be honest. But
when's he coming home?
Well, country big boy.
How long's he staying over there in that hell land?
That's been the narrative. But he has been pumped up so much by the media and the club over there. And he did a big grabbing the jumper celebration when he kicked his first goal.
Yeah. So he's maybe he didn't realise what jumper he was wearing. when's he coming home? How long? 2-year deal? Is he going to do what old mate did to us?
Horn Francis.
Is he going to get a year in and say he needs his mum in his life?
He didn't see out his contract, Horn Francis. But I have a feeling Harley Reid might be in it for the long haul. Similar to Judd. He was there for a long time before coming home.
Yeah, but in those days, it meant something.
Contracts meant to be more.
Yeah, you went to where you went and you respected that. I'm not saying that Harley Reid is an entitled turd of that generation, but they don't seem to have any standards.
You're not saying
that. So he's not saying that.
Let me be clear.
I'm not saying that.
Right. I just wanted to be clear.
NBA news. Josh Giddey, Melbourne boy. His OKC Thunder clinched the number one spot and the number one seed in the Western Conference. They are the youngest team in NBA history to do so, and Josh is a big part of that. So that means as number one seed, following the play-in tournament, where 7 through to 10th play each other to determine the seedings of 7th and 8th, the OKC Thunder may play LeBron's Lakers or Curry's Golden State Warriors. So it's a very interesting playoff series that is upcoming, and that's going to start around Thursday, I believe, that play-in tournament
and
starts.
And that still goes for about 9 months, the playoffs?
Another 9 months.
Tell me when it's the final, mate.
I will. The best of 7 series for the final.
Yeah, tell me when we get down to the best of 7.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The greatest disc jockey in the world.
The disc jockey.
Triple M and the Marty Sheargold Show. Thank you, Mr. DJ. 10K.
Spin it, DJ. Got a lot of money on the line here to give away. $10,000. Sean in Taylor's Hill could be yours in seconds.
Hello, Sean.
Good morning, everybody. How is everyone?
Good. Hello, mate. How are you?
Yeah, going all right for a Tuesday. Going all right.
Mate, you've got a shot at 10 grand. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
I'm in transport.
Oh,
nice.
Truck driver?
In transit. Now, I drive a different seat. I was a truck driver, now I'm in a different seat.
Okay. You're being quite mysterious about the seat that you're in.
One behind a desk, so a bit boring.
Logistics?
Yeah.
Logistics, yes, that's right, Loza.
Nice, Loz.
Good, thank you.
Logistics is a good word to throw into a conversation.
Yeah, I thought so.
It's almost like you work for a living now. When clearly you don't.
Me?
Yes, you. Who else am I talking to?
Sean loves it.
Sean, don't you laugh so hard, please.
What are you, who's your favourite band, Sean?
Pearl Jam.
Bang! Around you, sir.
Yeah.
November?
Yeah, that's it. Got me tickets.
Oh, well done, mate. Who's your footy team?
North Melbourne.
Yay! Another one, mate.
There you go.
We're going well, aren't we, mate?
Yeah, going real well this year.
I'm not worried.
Nah, don't be.
We're still,
no, I'm not worried.
Mate, we'll make the eight.
Yeah.
If you turn the ladder up the other way, I suppose.
Well, or they relegate us to the VFL. I don't even know if we'd make the eight. Do they even have an eight in the VFL, or is that top four?
I can't even
remember how that works.
It's about 20-odd teams in the VFL.
I'm not convinced that we, at the moment, would go well in the VFL.
I think your VFL team got a win on the weekend.
Top six go through to the finals in the VFL. Oh, no, that's W. 10 go through the final.
10?
Yeah.
How do they work 10 out?
There's a lot more teams in the AFL.
Yeah,
well.
There's 21.
There you go.
Sean, yeah. I don't worry about the Roo boys. We're okay, mate.
Yeah, no, I'm full of confidence with them.
Yeah.
You know, three, four coaches over 5 years, delisted 14 blokes.
Rebuilding.
You know the story.
We're going all right.
Yeah. Sonia Hood looks good. Benamarfio's gone, so that's some good news.
Yeah, well. What do you do?
Exactly. I really sucked the life out of this one for us, Sean.
Well, it could break for Collingwood, could be worse.
It doesn't matter.
It's an attitude.
It doesn't matter. It's an attitude to life, William. Sean, I'm handing you over to the king of spin, the DJ. Try us!
Thank you, Marty. All right, Sean, title and artist is what we're looking for. 10 seconds on the clock. Song one, are you ready?
Righto, let's go.
Here we go.
Bon Jovi, You Give Love a Bad Name?
Yep.
Nice.
Song one, We Are Away.
I thought that was always You Gave Love a Bad Name.
Ow. You Give Love a Bad Name.
You Give Love a Bad Name.
Present tense.
Sean, song number two, you ready for it?
Yeah, go for it.
One step closer to 10 grand. Here it is.
Oh, I didn't really hear it.
No. I don't think
I don't know. Hunters, collectors. No idea.
Yeah. I love that you had a go.
Yeah.
At least half a go.
Yeah.
Hunters and collectors. I've got no idea.
Big boys.
I don't know.
Yeah, this one. Great song. Sheryl Crow, Change Would Do You Good. That was what
You know Sheryl Crow, Sean?
Yeah. Got her albums.
Mate,
yeah.
She'd be in a high rotation at work.
Sean. We'll try again tomorrow.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.
You know I still haven't mowed.
What?
Oh,
separate
my gosh.
Conversation.
Oh, really?
I just haven't had time.
Yeah, well, you've been busy. You've had things on.
And the grass is always so wet.
Mm.
It's like, am I really doing this?
Wait until September.
I think you're right.
Put it off until then.
I might ask Lynn next door if she'll do it.
Would she do it for you?
No.
If she wouldn't. You can just hire someone.
Oh, we did that last time. Money bags, you do it. Money doesn't grow on trees, mate. Does grow at my
your
joint,
place
though.
Does, I mean,
seriously.
Last time it wasn't cheap, I remember.
No.
It was. You have a lot of grass to mow.
It was criminal.
Yeah.
Oh, is that
second
how much?
Mortgage stuff.
Is that how much you pay?
Yeah. I'm going to get into lawn mowing.
Actually, you know what I'm best at? Mowing.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're good at mowing?
I am amazing at mowing.
Okay.
If the question we're asking, which we are, is what are you best at?
Yeah.
I would have to say I'm best in my life
at mowing.
At mowing.
It's right up there. 133353.
It's right up there.
Yeah. Well, what are you best at? Call us or get in touch with Insta at Marty Sheargold.
Set the parameters.
I love mowing.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to be. You're passionate about it, so you're good at it. There you go. That works.
A little beer in the drink holder. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Can't blow over the limit in your own backyard. Believe me, I've tried.
What are you the best at? 133353.
You guys all right?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think what I'm good at.
We need to kind of
set it's hard for you.
You're good at, like, lots of pop culture stuff with movies and that
sort
of thing.
Yeah, you're very good at that stuff. Glossy magazines. You should do that on the show. Be a real girl.
I'm best at if you... Well, ask this question and I'll tell you what I'll be able to do.
Okay. Yeah. A Reddit user has asked, you're paired with 100 random humans. If you're better than all of them at something, you get $1 billion. What are you choosing?
I love that.
Ooh. So I'm up against 100 blokes who can mow.
Well, people.
People?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's not even, it's just you're in a room with random people and you've got to pick one thing that you think that you can beat them at one in 100 at.
Yeah. And what does mowing entail? Is it speed? Is it precision? Is it a variety of different
categories?
Well,
we don't know the criteria.
Mm. Yeah.
I would say mowing entails getting off your mower and going, you
That's
mowed
a good
every
mow.
Bit of
grass.
Yeah.
And just judges hold up at 1 out of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Score it. 1 to 10.
Got nines. The Russian gave him 7.
Yeah. Well, that's the Russians for you. They're animals.
I could maybe do the airport codes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, you're, do that. You're the best at that.
I reckon I'd go. I'd back myself for that.
I could quote Robin Hood Men in Tights better than 100 random people in a room.
Okay.
Because
then you didn't quite get it right.
Is that a quote?
No!
Was the quote the bit, bit, the bit?
So sick of you this week already. It's been 2 days.
You're so sick of me.
What are you stuck best with me, at? Mate?
Until your manager gets involved.
We're talking about things that you're good at this morning. Take me course 133353. Marty, what are you the best at? You have suggested that, and we know this, that you're good at mowing.
If there was 100 random people in the room that you don't know anything about, what could you confidently tell them that you're the best at?
Yeah.
And I've suggested mowing.
Mowing. Yours would be sports stats, surely, Will?
No, I don't know. I like capitals, but then if you were one of the random people, Troy, I'd be in a bit of trouble.
Yeah, but how many times are you going to bump into two capital city guys in a random group of 100?
Yeah. U.S. states, actually. Naming all 50.
Yes, U.S. states
very
you're
quickly.
Very good at.
Okay.
Do you know that little, is there a song?
No, I just remembered
like
it.
Mrs. P, Mrs. A, Mrs. Double R, A, no. Mrs. M, Mrs. A, Mrs. Double T, A.
Isn't it Mrs.?
Oh, Parramatta.
Oh.
Mississippi has a very similar one.
Mrs. M, Mrs. I. Oh, I don't know.
Mary in Cranbourne South,
I'm
Marty.
Not very good at it.
Hello, Mary.
Good morning, guys. How are you going? How are you, Marty?
I'm wonderful, Mary. How are you, mate?
I'm very, very well. Thank you for asking.
What are you nominating yourself to be the best of in a room full of 100 random people?
Okay, am I allowed to say two things, Marty?
Oh, you can say whatever you like, Mary, as long as you keep it clean.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, Marty, I'm with you. I am absolutely magnificent at mowing.
Isn't it wonderful, Mary, to be a power mower?
It is. It really is. I'm just about to go and hop onto my mower at right now.
And what's his name, Mary?
Call him Ben.
Ooh, lucky Ben.
Ben the mower.
Lucky Ben. And the other thing would be going to concerts, Marty.
Going to concerts. You're a regular concert goer. By concert, would you include ballet, rock and roll?
No, music.
Would you just go out?
Nice loud music and, you know, anything with rhythm and melody. That's
you, Mary.
Oh, wouldn't want to take on Rosie Walton.
No. In terms of attending concerts.
She is a gig fiend.
She's right up there.
I think Rosie, in a room of 100 random people, would win.
Would win that.
Yeah,
would
no
win,
doubt.
Concert attendance.
Mm.
Thank you, Mary. Lovely chatting with you, mate. Yeah. Have a great day.
Well, what are you best at, Joel, in Doreen, Marty?
Hello, Joel.
Morning, crew. How are we going?
Good. Wonderful, Joel. What are you best at?
Now, I'd like to think I'm the best because the records still stand and they don't lie and it's all printed up and showing.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that I'm the best in Australia at drifting on the motorsport game Forza Motorsport.
Oh, is this PlayStation sort of Xboxy type thing?
It's an Xbox console setup. I'm actually in my 40s. I've been playing just for fun with my mates since my early 30s.
Wow.
And we got into racing games. I sort of went the other way and started drifting. And in 2016, I set what is the Australian record for an Australian player for the highest score around the Nürburgring track, which is 36 kilometres long and 141 corners. You have to build your car.
Oh, just made it out, mate. You're good at Xbox.
Specific. He would win.
So niche.
He would win $1 million.
Yeah, but so niche.
That's the point.
That's what we're looking for, though.
Just say Forza Motorsport on Xbox.
I know, but he wanted to tell us.
Don't tell me 2016
record.
At Nuremberg. You're on the fourth lap. Pressure's on. Andy is in Bayswater North. Hello, Andy.
Morning, team. Second time, long time.
Good on you, Andy.
I'll give you half clap.
No clap. Oh, okay. Just a congratulations.
Yeah, well done.
What are you the best at, Andy?
I reckon with 100 random people, I'd be best at Sudoku.
Yes, I haven't got into that.
I can't Me neither. Do Sudoku. No.
Oh, I love Sudoku. It's...
Well, hopefully you're part of the 100.
Yeah, well, I would be, Andy. You'd thump me.
You just throw the towel in straight
it's
away.
It's basically three, nine squares in a box.
Yep. Yeah.
And then what from there?
There's nine squares of nine squares in a box. And then that you can't have the same number in the same row or column.
Oh.
Yeah.
And what are you trying to achieve?
You're trying to fill all nine boxes with
different
one to
numbers.
Nine, one through to nine. Yeah.
Well, do you know what yours would be that I've just realised? The quickie on the New York Times, the quickie crossword.
Yeah. Mm.
You're very, very, very good at that.
Thank you. Jeff.
I've stopped doing it.
Even hearing about Sudoku, I lost interest.
It's pretty simple. Yeah. You'd be fine.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be fine, but I've got to be interested.
Yeah. What have you got on Insta, Will?
We had Kelly who says, I'm best at watching a movie or a show and recognising where I've seen the actors before.
That is a skill.
I'll go head-to-head with her.
With Kelly.
On that, yep.
Yeah. We've had a lot of people suggesting that you're more than welcome to come in and sit on the commercial mole for the day. I've got a few companies here that are interested in seeing how you'd go.
Do you know what? I would do that as a post sort of radio career. I would happily mow and just put some headphones on and listen to podcasts and mow.
Mm. Yep.
Drink heavily, of course, around that.
Marty's mowing.
You know, I'd be sad at different times and then happy again.
But maybe you wouldn't be sad.
Well, maybe my emotions would be out of control. I don't know. I'm not in that situation.
Dean says naming AFL players by their numbers and vice versa. He'd be very good at Guernsey Cash on the rush hour.
Maybe.
I'm not great at numbers.
No.
Associating the numbers with the players.
Unless they're either really good or awful. If they're just midstream guys, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. And Taylor, I love imitating the cat in the hat.
Oh,
so niche.
Oh, wow,
very
niche.
Give us a ring, Taylor. Please, if you can get to a phone, I'd love to hear your cat in the hat.
Blake in South Yarra, Marty.
Because we used to call it the Quim in the hat.
I'm saying that.
Quim in boots.
Antonio Banderas, my favourite film, Quim in boots.
Blake, good morning.
Good morning.
Blake.
Hello, Blake. What are you best at?
Welcome back, everyone.
Thank you, Blake.
So one thing I'm really good at, drives my partner insane, but I'm really good at giving you guys a call, not getting faded out.
We always respect you when you call us.
Your best track record.
You're a wonderful caller.
Blake's also the best at running into me on Chapel Street.
Yeah. Is he?
When he's doing his little groceries and...
Because he goes to Coles to buy an apple.
An apple.
Of course you're going to run into him.
I'm also good at seeing Lauren when I'm normally tanked as well out and about.
I am out and about.
Quite gifted. Are you just bumping into them or are you stalking them, Blake?
I'm fine, my friend.
Bit of both.
Similar lifestyles. Yeah.
Thank you, Blake. And one more here, Justin in Ashburton, Marty.
Hello, Justin. How are you going?
Yeah, good, guys. How are you?
Wonderful, mate. Good, mate. What are you the best at?
I'm best at making the loudest clicking noise with my tongue.
All right, go
off
for
you
it.
Go.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Get that?
Yeah.
It wasn't very loud.
It wasn't loud. Oh, okay. Oh, hold on. Go again.
I mean, it's hard to gauge volume.
You should send us a video, Justin, to the Instagram, please.
Would we gauge loudness from that?
Yeah.
I'd rather see Quim in boots.
No.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
We're talking about what you're the best at, Marty.
I know.
You love a mo.
I love mo.
And you're great at a mo.
If you put yourself in a room with 100 random people, what could you confidently say you're the best at? It was a Reddit thread.
Yeah.
I haven't even done any of the people on the Reddit thread.
Yeah. What? Let's do them now.
Logging into my online banking is one person's gift.
Well, you're the one with the pin.
Exactly.
I guess.
Yeah, or just your face.
this is very particular. Pooing my pants on Sunday, April 14th, 2024 at noon.
Oh. That person's just admitting to pooing their pants April 14th.
Had dried apricots, obviously.
disappointing my parents. I see with the area we're moving.
These are really
It's all a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Pokemon trivia.
That's good.
Is it?
Well, I mean, that's something that you're risking losing. You know what I mean? Like, you could come up against someone who's better. Yeah.
What is Pokemon trivia? Naming them?
I guess. I love the last one.
Performing my obscure Venezuelan town's accent.
That's very, very niche. Carla in Berwick, morning.
Morning, team. How are you going?
Good. Wonderful, Carla. What are you the best at?
Oh, look, I've got two and they kind of go hand in hand. Okay. I'm a funeral director, so I think I'm pretty good at that.
Yes.
And drinking red wine.
Carla.
Oh, Carla.
Nice mix. Dead people and red.
And red. Well, you need that after a big day.
I bet you do. Funeral directing seems emotionally draining, Carla.
Let's go back to Carla there.
It is very emotionally draining and physically draining. It's hard work, lifting dead bodies.
And then dealing with the families. Yeah. I mean, geez.
Yeah, it is hard. Hence the red wine. Yeah.
You must have to just go into full work mode at times.
I do. Usually it starts about 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's the red wine.
That's the red wine.
Right. Really, a bit of red wine.
I understand the red wine.
Carla drinks.
Carla's drinking too much.
We get the message, Carla.
Could be an intervention.
John is with us, Marty.
Hello, John.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good job. How are you, mate?
Fantastic. I can make really good fart noises with my hands.
Oh, please, go for it, John.
Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, when the saints go marching in. There you go.
Oh, thank you, John. I was quite happy to let you keep going because it's one of the strangest calls I've ever had.
Can you do any more songs? Oh, no.
Dave in Mount Evelyn is with us.
Hello, Dave.
How you going, Marty and team? How are things?
Wonderful, mate. How are you?
Oh, not bad. First time, long time. Got to start with that.
Good on you, Dave.
Right. Now,
down to business.
I reckon out of 100 random people, I would be the best sidecar passenger. And the reason I've rang up is to promote our sidecar sport.
Oh, nice. Good.
A lot of you people probably have never heard of sidecar.
I have, Dave. And it looks incredibly frightening, I must say.
Yeah, well, I mean, if people look at, say, the Isle of Man, that's pretty scary.
That's crazy.
My gosh.
So are you on the sidecar or are you on the bike?
I swing on what they call a swinger. I swing on the side of it. Yeah. And to what a lot of people don't understand is I probably have as much control as what the rider does. I can make the thing steer so it doesn't wheel spin, so it brakes better, just balances the bike.
Wow. That's really cool.
All shifting your body weight. God, absolutely. Some of the photos I've got in front of me, these sidecar bikes, they're mad.
Oh, they're really, really good athletes, I'll tell you. The ones that are really good are good.
Is it very weight-based? Like,
sorry?
Does your weight matter?
Did you not hear any of the chat we just had about...
You're thinking of the two fat ladies, aren't you?
Weight does matter. You don't want to be have too much weight, but you don't want to be too light.
That's not what you mean.
What do you mean?
Weren't you talking about balance and moving your weight around on the bike?
No, I meant like how much he weighs.
Oh, are you a fatty, Dave?
No, I don't know. Should you be fatty or should not be?
A bit of a personal question.
I don't know. Thought so. Classic Loz, Dave.
Loz just asked how fat you are.
You wouldn't be
the first bloke swinging out in Mount Evelyn either, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. What do you got on Insta, Will? What are you best at is the question.
We're Luke who says I'm the best at throwing food up in the air to real heights and catching it in my mouth every time.
That is a gift. That's a skill. Well done.
If you're getting 5 metres plus.
You're experienced at throwing food up in the air.
And Dave. David reckons he's going to take you on, Loz, in Robin Hood Men in Tights, quoting.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
Might have a story.
Maybe we need a whiteboard. Just a story.
Do it on the podcast.
Get Leon.
Steve from Jan Juck, mate.
Hello, Steve.
Morning, team. How are we?
You're wonderful, mate. Beautiful Jan Juck. How is it this morning?
Oh, I just had a surf, mate. 4 to 6 foot on the way to work.
Ooh. Oh, beautiful. God, geez, that must be amazing.
Amazing.
Just on your way to work, pull into the car park.
Just heading down to Aries Inlet for work, mate. So just
what do you do for a living, Steve?
House painting contractor.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Love it. Thanks. Surf, paint some house.
Ever seen a shark down there, Steve?
Hey?
Ever seen a shark down there?
Once.
Oh,
we got a yes.
Thank God.
Well done, Loz. Ever smoked a bong down there, Steve?
Oh, well, yeah, we're on public radio.
Just the once.
May as well have admitted it.
Just the once. What are you the best at, Steve?
Packing the trailer and the card to take three kids camping,
yeah.
mate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good one,
mate.
That's
a skill. That is, it is like Jenga.
And then tying stuff on and going, that's not going anywhere.
Yeah. Mate, that is such a man thing to do.
Yeah. Good skill.
Well, no, an amazing skill. I mean, do you remember how early Dad would start lugging stuff out to cars? Oh, when yes. There was four of us. I don't know how he got it in the Kingswood without a trailer. There must have been stuff popping out everywhere.
Totally.
He packed that boot. And they were proper boots, though, in those days. Yeah. Like, your modern car doesn't have a boot.
No.
Although mine have good boots.
Cars have boots.
Yeah.
All cars have got good boots.
I've got a boot.
Yeah, but not like the old boots.
What's the? What do you mean the size of them?
The
they
size
big,
of the,
in the, big,
the,
in the back
boot.
Of the old Kingswood.
Oh, massive.
Huge.
Boot. Oh, huge.
Yeah. Yeah, have a mattress in there.
Mate.
Yeah.
That's why all the gas conversions were so popular.
That's right.
You had that boots that could do them.
The old LPGs in the middle of the room there.
Nice, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Steve. we're still on.
I just want to get the facts.
I want facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked.
Fact checked.
And double checked.
Oh, this is really, really facts.
Our last three-way question today was this.
Final question, question three. If you don't get this, Clint Brendan's going to win it.
Ah.
Oh.
Christian Petrarca, Isaac Smith, Bobby Hill.
Clint.
Footy players, AFL footy players.
More information.
Come on.
We're number four.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's a win for Brendan.
We never actually gave the answer and had a few people on the line asking. Oh, right.
Well, do they all wear number four?
No, it's the last three Norm Smith medalists.
Oh, we never, gave, the
never
answer.
Gave the answer.
That's true.
We spoke about cheese because a grandfather in the UK.
It's all
the before bed at any time of
Big
day.
Big cheese eater.
Yeah, that's what we chatted about.
He has a block of cheese with his lunch and another for his snack before bed. Isn't there a whole thing about don't eat cheese before bed because it
gives you bad dreams or something?
That's what they used to say. Yeah.
It is one of the worst foods to eat before bed.
Wow.
Strong or aged cheese as well as preserved meat such as bacon, ham, pepperoni contain naturally high levels of amino acid tyramine, which makes us feel alert.
Oh, okay.
You don't want that when you're going to bed.
More early in the day.
So there is some truth to the old wives' tale of don't eat cheese before bed.
Yes. And finally, just earlier we were talking to Steve about what he's best at, and I said this.
What are you the best at, Steve?
Packing the trailer and the car to take three kids camping, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good one,
mate.
That's
a skill. That is, it is like Jenga.
I meant Tetris.
No, but it is also like Jenga, the way that you sort of stack the pieces in.
Yeah, I was thinking like Jenga, you got to slot them in different little
things. No, I know what you mean.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
It's back. Did you enjoy all of the Quinn chat during today's full show dump?
The jury remains out on where that ends up landing with Commercial Radio Australia.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's an old, ye olde.
Is it
sort
a derogatory
phrase.
Term?
This is vulgar.
It's vulgar.
It was described as taboo on the dictionary that I looked it up in.
Taboo. I love that word. Taboo.
Taboo.
To play. No, that was tattoo.
Tattoo. Yeah.
All
yeah.
the things she said.
Yeah.
No.
The sisters.
Anyway.
They were sisters.
They were
in
not
my
sisters.
Mind.
They were friends.
Anyway. Even better.
What have you got?
They were not sisters.
Twins.
No.
Tattoo.
That's the Veronicas.
You're thinking, but are they twins?
Yes.
Veronicas are, yeah.
Oh, are they?
Well, Tattoo, were they Russian?
Yeah, they were Russian.
They were Russian?
And like you said, retarded.
Yeah, because there was that there was that famous band over there called Quimwright.
No.
Oh, no, you're
Pussy
thinking of...
Right.
You're
thinking, oh, sorry, you're right.
Not Nuclear Pussy.
What are you... What?
Atomic Kitten, sorry. It's Atomic Kitten.
It's Atomic Quim.
Nuclear Pussy. No, it's Atomic Quim.
Nuclear Pussy.
Who's ever said that? You know that band? Oh, Nuclear Pussy.
Atomic Kitten. That's what it was.
Nuclear Pussy is like Lawrence Little Quiz for Atomic Kitten. Yeah.
That's how you get to Atomic Kitten.
What do you have, William?
Oh, that's funny. From Angelo. First time message. Good on you,
Angelo.
What did you have to put down there? Did you have a pen?
A pen.
Hi, Marty and team. I listen to the show every day and I heard you talking about what were the traditional foods of Chile.
Yes.
You are 100% correct that a cazuela is a make do with what you've got kind of dish.
Yeah, they always
like a
are.
Casserole.
They always are. They're like, what's in the fridge? What's in the cupboard? It's a Restos.
It's a surprise chef.
It's a surprise chef. I got some pasta. Can't be bothered. Too tired.
Yeah. I myself am from Chile, says Angelo. So I thought I would send you some traditional foods in Chile, which Marty especially will quite be happy to feast on, alongside
meat?
A nice cold rocket of beer.
Rocket of beer.
Is that a typo? Or is that...
I'm not sure.
Maybe it's a brand.
It could be the vessel it's in.
I will send you some photos and try if you're looking for good food. Don't go to the desert, mate.
No.
I don't know what that means, but this is pastel de chocolo, which is corn. Tastes better made in clay pots, Aztec style.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez, I've got so many photos here. I'll just send through the montage.
A montage.
So it kind of looks like...
A little collage.
Yeah.
I want this corn.
And there's some sort of con carne arrangement.
Yum.
And what's the bottom one? Is that...
Is that like chicken on rice?
Is that egg?
This is the process. He's making one dish. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Oh, my God, I want it.
And then I've sent through the final product, which it kind of resembles a pie.
Oh, my God, that looks amazing.
Kind of like a pasta bake.
It does look great.
Yeah, like a pasta bake.
Mm. Oh, God, that looks good.
Mm.
It is made with seasoned beef mince, pretty much the same as a beef empanada.
Yeah.
Right, empanada.
What was that on top? It looked like chicken. Is it chicken and beef?
That did look like chicken.
Add eggs. Add chicken, hard-boiled eggs, black olives are optional.
I don't know about the hard-boiled eggs on that.
And then the corn.
Yeah, but I don't reckon you'd notice it.
No, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't need much. That'd make you so full from all the protein.
Oh, my God, you wouldn't. Yeah.
The corn puree hardens in the oven, which gives it the crust.
So you just pour the corn on top of all the chicken and the eggs.
Crispy corn.
You can imagine that in an Aztec style clay pot.
Oh my God.
I can imagine it. Yeah. I can imagine it in my mouth.
Yeah. Any confirmation on Lauren's allegation that they put hamsters in their dishes?
Peru.
Guinea pigs, yeah.
You're thinking of... you're thinking of
Richard Gere.
I'll do the jokes for you, don't worry.
Yeah, thank you, mate. I could not remember his name, and I must have done that joke 300 times.
Easy
300.
And Farley?
No, not Dicky Gere.
No, the gerbil, yeah.
But Dicky Gere could be a vegan, actually. I've got a feeling the dick.
I don't think a vegan's going to be putting a gerbil up their bum hole.
Well, whoever said Dick did?
I did.
Oh.
Whoa.
Are you sure about that?
Loza.
He's not a vegan.
What is he?
Vegetarian. He's not even vegetarian.
He's a Buddhist. That's what I'm thinking of. He's a Buddhist.
He is a bullist.
He's a bullist.
Yeah, so I knew he was something.
Turn him around.
Apparently, this pastel de chocolo is best complemented with a side of tomato, purple onion, coriander, and a tiny bit of garlic and salt and pepper.
Like a little tomato, red onion salad.
Yeah.
So you're not even going to have it on like rice or anything? It's just mince and corn?
I wonder if I should make it.
We should try and find a Chilean restaurant here in Melbourne. Ooh. Surely there'd be some.
Oh, of course there would. They'd probably have one of the most multicultural cities in the world.
Yeah.
Mm.
There'd be a Chilean there'd be multiple Chilean restaurants.
There is one like that opposite you on High Street.
Colombian.
Yeah. Got it. She couldn't have a baby because a woman supported it. There's two chilies. Where are they?
Windsor. Speaking of more food, the food is on Triple M. This is from Mark. Hi, Big Will. Welcome back. I've just got back from Vietnam and Cambodia.
Yeah.
Which you said you wouldn't go to recently, Troy.
Not to Cambodia. Vietnam I'd be up for.
Why not Cambodia?
Why not Cambodia?
Oh, we didn't do the story.
No, we didn't.
I just remembered.
That's a horizontal tease.
Yes, it's horizontal tease.
That might be why you're not going.
World's smallest penises.
I did see that story on the run sheet. Very curious.
In Cambodia.
Nothing there for Troy.
No, back to South America for me.
That's your whole trip? It's just going from one to five. I spent a lot of time in Africa.
Yeah, well, he loves the Africans.
In fact, he's moving there.
Okay. What did this person say?
Mark was in Cambodia and they had a club sandwich on the menu. Yeah. After 16 days of only eating the local food, this is the best sandwich I've ever had, says Mark. And here's his clubby.
Gee, it looks good.
It doesn't surprise me that someone's best sandwich is a club sandwich.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, that does look good.
Now, it's missing. It looks to me.
What do you think about quarters?
Quarters I love.
Quarters are fine.
You shove them in your mouth.
Has that got bread in the middle?
Is there chicken in there?
That's chicken, isn't it?
That's chicken in the middle.
There's like a schnitzel.
Yeah, that's chicken down there.
A club sandwich have another slice of bread in the middle?
That's in the middle, isn't it?
Yeah, but isn't that chicken?
Bread.
Is it chicken
or bread? No, that's bread. Oh, that's in the middle.
And that's ham.
I think it's a ham club sandwich.
Yeah. I don't see a lot of chicken
in
there.
And it looks dry.
Need some bacon.
I think it needs some relish.
I mean, after you've been eating, you know, the local fare for 3 weeks, you'd be smashing a
well-toasted bread, though.
The bread looks beautifully.
I need to see a bite cross-section of that because I can't see enough detail what's in there. Is that pickles?
I was going to say, is it a pickle or a yellow tomato?
A bit of cucumber, perhaps.
A bit of cucumber.
It's very good.
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
I guess we'll just never, ever know.
Could you please pass me a tissue?
Of course. You're welling up over this.
You're getting emotional. You've got 40 seconds, my friend. Right, make it an absolute belter.
40 seconds.
I'll get to it. And Jay says the best thing I'd be in 100 people, the best thing I would be at is an old school fighting game called Yi Ah Kung Fu. I held the record for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
An old school fighting game until a 34-year-old Brit beat my record.
Is it like one of those Deer Hunter kind of game things?
Yeah, I imagine
that
it's like
phoner today was the saddest phoner I've ever heard us do.
Which one?
The guy drifting on Forza or whatever.
Oh, yeah, we wound him down, didn't we?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
But we
right, we got to the Nuremberg circuit. And then this is so
from 2016.
So sad.
And then first time message.
Do something impressive with your life, not play video games.
How impressive is Viola?
I'm sorry, round me up.
What are you the best at?
No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
if you're in a room full of 100 people and you're not allowed to mention our friend from Joy FM.
Yeah.
You're good at drizzling. Drizzling, like oil. All your oils and stuff.
That, yeah. We tried our Goldie yesterday for the first time.
Happy with it?
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah,
what do you think you're the best at in a room full of 100 people?
I don't think I'm good at anything.
I'm just trying to think
what
you'd be
good at. There's got to be something that's niche for you. Like
martini making.
Yeah, I know how to drink martinis.
Oh, I could give you a run for your money.
No, you're good. You're excellent at Zeta.
Zeta?
Honestly, Zeta.
I was trying not to be sad, though, Troy.
It's checking the new sets.
Yeah, recognising new sets. Yeah, is that sad enough for you?
Pretty sad, isn't it? Anyway, Marty's got to go. Let's go.
I have an offer from Jay Gould.
Oh, hang on.
Tell Marty I can mow his lawn for $30 if he wants. Genuine offer. I just want to get some business.
Mate, if that's his idea of getting business, he's an idiot. He'd be there for 6 hours.
Yeah, $30.
30 bucks.
$30?
Marty's offended.
No,
it's a good deal. You love a deal.
It's too good. I'll wake up and he'll be at the window. Now I know where you live.
Get in touch with us anytime through Insta.
Be all over me, quick.
That's Marty Hugo Show.
Quimsy Jones.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Oh, I was going to say Quimpton, but he's passed.
Quimpton Tarantino.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.